Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Daisy Newman, a Quaker novelist. The Christian Science Monitor once wrote of her, "So infused with the character's simplicity, delight, and humor that even the most hard-boiled will be touched." They said that about a book she wrote called The Autumn's Brightness. I can be hard-boiled sometimes, Daisy.
I don't believe it.
And you touch me. Daisy is a very gifted novelist. She's created a kind of imaginary Quaker community in which her novels are sometimes set. It's called Kendall. She's also written a work called A Procession of Friends about the history of Quakers in America. And her most recent release, Indian Summer of the Heart, which appeared in the Reader's Digest Condensed Books edition of January 1983. About 100 years ago, many Quakers would have shunned the form of fiction, thinking that by definition it's not truth and therefore not a medium to be engaged in and toyed with. It's false, it's fiction. And yet you've devoted a good part of your life to expressing some inner dimensions of yourself through this form of the novel. What in fiction gives you the opportunity to express important Quaker interpretations of life?
Well, fortunately, Quakers have grown up and don't look down on fiction the way they did earlier. To me, it's the ideal form of expressing religious feeling and values and a philosophy of life, because we don't always act out what we believe, sometimes quite the contrary. But in a book, people sometimes do. And the response to my Quaker novels has been so moving for me. It's shown me that fiction sometimes can put people in touch with something in themselves that they had forgotten about or set aside. I think every novel does touch one in that way, either positively or negatively. If it's about things we don't like the book. But if it deals with questions that we have ourselves either experienced or wished we might have experienced, then it lights something up for us. And that's what I think has happened to a great many readers, and it's very not personally gratifying so much as it shows that the form of fiction is really a medium for expressing one's ideals.